still living with my parents. I'm still living with my mom. But really all she cares is, what time will I be
me? Who's calling me at this hour? Hello?
Hello, mother. It is me, your son, Evan Sieflik of Muzak.
Evan! What do you want? What could you possibly need?
Mother! Mother, may I go to the show at the Thunderdome this Friday night to see Foxy Grandpa's album release show featuring Grace Carlin, Big Out Palace, and Charlie LaMonaco!
Wow, Evan! That sounds great! That sounds like an amazing concert that's happening this Friday night in Alston, Massachusetts! But you know you're grounded! And you know you can't go out! And you know that nothing good comes from rocking and rolling! Anyhow!
Mom! I need to rock! I need to rock! I need to rock!
You can't spend the summer, but you can stay the weekend. You can sleep on my couch.
I'm still living with my parents. I'm still living with my mom. But really, all she cares is, what time will I be home?
I'm still living with my parents. I'm still living with my mom. But really all she cares is, what time will I be home? I'm still living with my
This next one is called Who Hurt You? Okay, we've got two more.
Yes, this one's gonna break your heart. Yes.
So the boys like to say. This one's called Who Hurt You? It is unreleased.
Sorry about that. It's okay.
Okay.
Let's rock.
Poor, poor me. You're the only thing I wanna see. I never think before I speak. Hasn't gotten me in trouble yet this week. But I don't know why I can't leave this. If I pick it up tomorrow, will you still be? Don't try to lie, cause I'll believe you. Well, I wanna know the truth, but not that bad. My flight leaves tomorrow night. You wanna hang out before I go? Sorry, I got work in half an hour, and I forgot my toothbrush in my clothes. Somebody left the water on, just enough to fill the kitchen sink. Somebody call 911. number. Let the devil pull you under. Life is shame, you exclaim, and I am left to wonder. Who hurt you? Who hurt you so bad? Who hurt you? Who hurt you so bad? I'm gonna move to New York, write you letters every other weekend. You can speak to my lawyer, but you will not speak to me. Don't think I took this so easily. I don't think I can take this at all. Take my name, leave my number. Let the devil pull me under. Life is pain, you exclaim. I'm left to wonder when's enough. Oh, don't you just love the rough? Miss my dad, my daughter. Who hurt you? Who hurt you so bad? Oh, who hurt you? Oh,
do one more. That song was called Who Hurt You. This next song is called French Films from the 40s. It's a little fun one. A little more upbeat. I'm going to wipe some sweat off my face with this t-shirt and de-capo both of my necks. Oh, yeah. We have a show coming up. If anyone here is listening from Los Angeles, California, we're going to be playing Los Angeles, California on August 10th. If you're not, we are playing in the, if you heard us a couple songs ago, we mentioned the Thunderdome has a great show going on this Friday. It's My Basement. We're playing at the Thunderdome on August 17th. It's going to be a really fun Saturday night. You can check out my Instagram at Evan C. Muzak to hear Muzak. I'm going to zip my lip, and we're going to get on with this last one.
Thank you.
can't stop the record. Please silence your cameras and turn off your devices, because we are all prisoners of our own vices. It's been a pleasure working on this project, even though our budget went way beyond projected and there isn't much money left. Vincent Price, and I like Gilbert Gill, Children of Paradise, and Best Years of Our Lives. You like Vincent Price, and I like Gilbert Gill, Children of Paradise, and Best Years of Our Lives. You like Vincent Price, and I like Gilbert Gill, Children of Paradise, and Best Years of Our Lives. Thank you, we have been Muzak.
Wow. I can't wait to interview these guys. That was Muzak. Okay, a little business. It's top of the hour. You're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM in Medford, Massachusetts. And a little PSA here. Distracted driving. Distracted driving is dangerous. It's a dangerous epidemic on America's roadways. Stay safe behind the wheel. Stop, visit. Visit stoprex.org and learn more. There you go. Wow, that was really fun. I can't wait for those guys to get in here so I can talk to them. So let's pick up where we left off. We were playing a bunch of songs from the compilation CD, Evolution, Rock Garden Records Showcase Evolution. And so we'll pick off where we left off, and let's start off with Satch Kearns.
Excuse me, Jim.
That was two songs by Holy Smoke. The first one was Stephen Colbert for President, and the one after that was called Spirit of Change. Love that band, love those songs. So we've got Muzak in the studio. Oh my goodness. I hopefully you heard these guys performing just, you know, what was that, four songs ago?
Just a
dudes.
Couple.
I know nothing about you, and I was really entertained. That was awesome.
Thank you very
much. So Joel told me we're going to have a band coming in there called Muzak. So I just assumed, okay, Muzak. And he said, no, they don't sound anything like what you're thinking. And he was right. You don't.
Sort of part of the joke a little bit, hopefully. We've had a couple of people ask and be like, are you worried about being sued? But actually, the company Muzak went under, so we're all good. You don't make
I think
Muzak
you're
anymore.
Safe. It's one of those, you know, it's been in the public domain enough where you can get away with it. But that was. So I mean, what happened first? I mean, obviously, you guys, you must have had your sound going, and then in a moment of, you know, irony, you said, "I know, let's go the other way." Or did you come up with Muzak and say, "Let's go the other way"?
It's a funny story. Basically, from what I remember, Evan's Instagram profile was called Evan C. Muzak, like when I first found out about them. And the joke was that people thought Evan's last name was actually Muzak.
Because I just made a little music in
that
profile.
So, all right, now you guys, you can do the thing like the Ramones. You can change all your last names to Muzak.
Oh, my God.
Wow. We haven't even thought of that.
You heard it here first.
Simon Muzak.
But,
that's such a ring.
The band started when Evan plays in another band called Ski Club, which is like popular around Boston. And I had known Evan from like doing GB, like regular like bar gigs. And Evan had called me and a friend of ours who was the old drummer in Muzak, and he was just like, let's jam. So we played some like really funny jazz music for 2 hours. And then afterwards we were like, yeah, that was fun. And then Evan's like, do you want to play some like folk songs? And
asked him to be in the band. He passed the test.
And
the
then
audition.
Simon. And then I never met Simon because Simon never came to the jam. He just showed up
at
the first
invited.
Rehearsal.
It was supposed to be all of you, and I was just going to be like, you guys are in my band right there. But it was just the two of them.
Definitely had something to do.
I know. I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did.
I'm busy.
But we all met at school. Don't tell anyone we went to Berkeley College of Music down the street. We all just graduated and
the guitar player I play with, he's a Berkeley guy too. So,
all those extra chords and notes
sucks.
And stuff.
Classic.
You know, that's a whole nother conversation. You or your parents paid a lot of money for you to go there, so it's like, and no, going to Berkeley was an excellent learning experience.
And now we're making music like this.
That's what you gotta say. Paid a lot of money to make not a lot, but...
So I totally bypassed the whole introduction of the band. Let's go around. We'll start over here to my left. Who you are, what do you play?
Hello, my name is Simon Deary. I play the bass in Muzak. That's my entire identity. I don't do anything else.
Simon Muzak.
No other
very
projects.
Good.
Simon no Muzak. Other projects.
No other projects, Simon.
There's no other projects like a rap trio by the name of Short Guy on Bike. There's nothing like that.
Short Guy on Bike.
I don't do that.
What? Anyways, that's our bass player.
Hey, my name is Dominic, or Dom. I'm the drummer. I'm the second drummer of Muzak.
Yeah.
Did the first one implode?
Yeah, he actually
did
implode. Yeah.
He did.
We shouldn't talk about that
solo.
On the air.
He plays in another band.
He's actually right before the drum solo.
Dom was right there in the crowd. Hey!
I'm in a band called Muzak, and I'm also in a band called Foxy Grandpa with Chase. Who you will meet soon enough. Yeah. I also have a music under my own name, but you know,
professional
we'll
film scorer.
Yeah.
Professional film scorer.
Yeah.
That's Dom. That's
me.
Hi, I'm Evan. My name is last name is Seeplik, not Muzak. This is sort of like my group. Most of these songs are mine, and I drive us around everywhere.
All of the songs.
So yes, all the songs are mine. I guess very fortunate to call these folks members of my band. Hand it over to Chase.
My name's Chase.
Come on.
I play guitar. You know, Evan said most of the songs because we used to do some of mine, but they were kind of bad, so we stopped doing them after a while. But I play the slide guitar in Muzak, and I play in Foxy Grandpa with Dom, and then Evan and I play in the aforementioned math rock band Ski Club.
Hey, can I shout out Matt Hannon real quick?
Shout out Matt Hannon.
Shout out
Foxy Grandpa for Foxy Grandpa.
Matt Hannon's the third Foxy Grandpa.
We're mentioning Foxy Grandpa a lot. It's because they're really good friends, and if you're listening to us, you should probably be go listening to them.
We literally have a split album with them. So
nice.
With them.
We're mentioning
way
a lot.
Better songs.
Mentioned way better. Foxy Muzak on streaming. If we can do a little shout out, Foxy Muzak. It's a split. First half R, second half Foxy Grandpa.
EP 45, 12 inch.
It's an EP.
Like double album. It's like an EP.
12
I mean,
hours long.
If we could press records, yeah. it would be like a 30 minute release, but it's just on the streaming platforms, A and the B. The
but
first
you split
one,
it.
And
that's
yeah,
split.
Yeah, split. Cool. Right. It's like a split.
Yeah. All the cool kids are doing that now.
Right. Exactly.
That's true. Are they doing it to tape though?
We recorded our record on tape.
I said
too.
The cool kids.
Sad truth.
Don't even get me started.
The tweets go on tape.
So true. No, cassettes are cool, obviously. There was a part of my life where everything went to a cassette. And it's just another, way to put your music out. And, if you got a boombox or a cassette player.
That's how we record our stuff. I have a little Tascam 4-track at home. We've always done analog.
I mean, sadly, I was old enough, young enough, where music came out on 8-track tapes. And now there's people out there like, oh, it's thicker tape and you get better quality. You say, you get better quality as the music fades out before the click and then fades back in or goes right through the click. Yeah, that's the better sound quality.
We have a friend. His name is Scotty. Scotty from this band called American Ninja Warrior. And he he only puts out his music on tapes sometimes. Yeah.
And
really
we'll
funny.
Only give them they're not on the internet.
Well,
just
track is kind of a kitschy thing to do. It's
he'll write these 1 minute long songs and he'll put 100 of them on a cassette.
There you go. That's awesome.
Yeah, another fun band. I'm sorry, shouting out all the bands. What are we gonna do? We play a lot of them.
Shout out
American
all the bands.
Ninja Let's Warriors. There's some Boston guys. You should check them out. They're really, really good. If you like us. You will probably appreciate
it. No, I really enjoyed it a lot.
Awesome.
Andrew stepped out. And I don't know if you've ever gotten this comparison. I know bands hate comparisons. But we're listening to you, and I forget what part of the song you're in. He goes, these guys are like an emo Pixies.
Oh, my God.
Emo Pixies!
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
Put that in your press. Smitty, emo Pixies.
We recently had a show on the 4th of July where, I wouldn't really consider us, a completely emo hardcore band, but all the other bands on the bill were super popular emo bands. So I made a joke to Evan. I was like, I guess we're an emo band now. So we are.
Emo Pixies.
We're emo Pixies.
I mean,
I can dig it. I can
a little
dig
bit
it.
The music, a little bit the vocal treatment, some of the laughing. Had
we're emotional guys.
Yeah, you're emotional.
Sensitive.
But I mean, really, really not the Pixies, but it's just kind of, they're little we're flashes. Sexy. It's like, oh.
Yeah. Much appreciated. I always love a comparison because. Sometimes it's I know the Pixies, but I don't know them. I don't know them that well. So I'm that's
you're
cool.
Crazy young. I mean, in my world, you were born yesterday.
It's little seaflick.
I mean, so were you born in the 80s?
No.
There you go. So you are actually, you're younger than younger than the Pixies. Pixies came out in 80 something.
Yeah. Mm. This song's from the 1880s.
2001. 2001.
2001? You're old.
Oh, crack me
you
up.
You can't say that.
Crack me up. So that was really enjoyable. I don't know. I mean, that was fun. You guys are shooting from the hip. What I loved about it is obviously there's many ways to construct songs, very precise and linear and the whole deal. It seemed like you guys, you had a swagger. It's kind of we'll get there. Don't worry about it. And then you get there.
We don't rehearse anymore. Yeah. We haven't had a official practice in literally months.
That's not true, Chase. We rehearsed a month ago.
Weren't invited.
Wah, wah. But no, rehearsals are chill.
I tried to rehearse as little as possible, but you do have to rehearse. I don't know. It's fun. It's fun too. We went to a jazz school, so we like to improvise, but our songs are a couple chords, so it's not crazy, so we just find our way to improvise the mood or the vibe or little extra elements, so it's not just the same thing
right
every time, even though it's four chords, so it kind of has to be the same thing every time.
No, but that's fantastic. And many disciplines or, different genres of music, it's so you do one thing and you take it and it gets underneath your skin and you just kind of throw it away, and if it comes back it's oh, did that part sound jazzy? I don't know.
Yeah, right. It just becomes a fucking mix.
We're all good at covering up our mistakes, you know. Especially Simon. He's really good at it.
I'm really good at it.
Yeah, but they're not mistakes. If you roll into them the right way, it's like, no, that's a
exactly. Play with confidence. I think all of these I admire all of these musicians personally because they play with great sense of confidence. And even sometimes I look at them and I know they messed up, but they played it like they didn't. And no one else, you know, really has to know.
So how long have you been playing live now?
Not a crazy long time, a little bit under
February
16, 2023.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. So a bit under 2 years.
Because you sound like the kind of band that one night you're going to write a song on stage.
We've done covers on stage, and they went great.
We don't really have a set list. I try not to keep a set list as much as I can. Obviously, like, you know, we came today and we had some things in mind.
I could see it happening. All of a sudden, like, the bass player is going to come up with a lick, and then the drummer's going to jump in, and, you know, then some guitars, and then you're just going to have to, like,
I think you're sowing the seeds for this event, so when we write it, you will get a credit for it.
The Sieplik songbook, those who have to perform the Sieplik songbook have to be very malleable with intentions.
There you go. Three chords.
You know. And by the way, it's also acceptable to talk through it as well. It's like, you don't have to sing it. It's just like, if you have a nice soundtrack going on in the background, you got a thought that occurred to you that day.
Read some jokes.
Ready, set, go. Yeah. That's fantastic.
And we jam a little bit when we're setting up and stuff, and everyone's like sound checking.
Well, I could tell. I'm not surprised that you went to Berklee because you definitely know how to play your instruments. And what I like about it is there was enough of a loose swagger to your performance that it just made it fun, and obviously you're having fun with the different songs. I really enjoyed it, and it kind of cracks me up that you guys call yourself Muzak, because the joke is that's the last thing you are.
Yeah, if someone's laughing, then that is it, that's all we mean by it.
What do you think about the name change to Muzak?
Yeah, okay. I was gonna bring this up.
You're thinking of calling it Muzak as opposed to Muzak?
We were in Canada.
But there's no irony in music.
No, we were in Canada doing a show. And we were playing at this really tiny dive bar with our friends Makeup House and Moss Frog.
Another Makeup House has been here. Another great band from Montreal. So
we
I just wrote Moss Frog from Montreal.
Yeah.
Moss Frog, you have to check them out. They're phenomenal. So, anyways,
so we're playing the show and we finish, and I walk outside, and Dom and Simon are chilling on this bench, and I'm walking over to him, and this guy comes up to me. He's like, "Hey, man! Like, I really enjoyed your show, and like, it was obvious like English wasn't his first language, but like, he was really passionate." So I was talking to him, and we talked for a minute, and then I'm like, oh, "Okay, I gotta go. I gotta go talk to Mammy." He's like, "By the way, I love the name Muzak," and then he just walks away, and I don't see him again for the rest of the night. So I walk over to Dom and Simon. I'm like, "Guys, we gotta rebrand. We're Muzak now."
After that for like 10 minutes.
Well, that's your alter ego. Awesome. That's your alter ego. It's like you're Muzak, and then all of a sudden one day you're gonna walk into a club. It's like, "You guys, I don't feel like Muzak tonight. I feel like Muzak."
And then we play something like really boring and mundane.
This is Muzak.
Come on.
We're gonna do a cover of a band you may have heard of them.
It's a
called
song
Muzak.
By a band. Yeah.
We're gonna play a
classic
song.
Boston rockers.
We'll play a song.
Oh, that was phenomenal. Yeah. I really enjoyed it. So, I mean, because really, I don't know. I'm discovering right now who you guys are. Sometimes I'm able to grab some songs before I get in here to play it during this interview section. But I don't have anything. It was just what you did in there and what you have right now. Oh, dates. What dates do you have coming up?
We have, if anyone listening to this resides in Los Angeles, California, Muzak is playing on August 10th, this little spot called Offbeat Bar. We're playing with our friends in Frat Mouse. They came all the way over to my basement on July 4th to play. This was the kind of emo night that Chase had mentioned. We were the only like country band. So we made good friends with them. They played at our place, and they were on the East Coast for our first few shows. So we're flying up to California to play in their hometown with them. After that, we've got just one more show in Boston for the foreseeable future as a band.
Where is it?
August 17th. It's again in my basement. My basement is called the Thunderdome. If you look up Thunderdome_MA on Instagram, it'll come up. If you follow me at Evan C. Music, I'll be
posting
about
it. It's your basement?
It's literally my basement. It's our basement.
Well, so at some point, because I will be busy that night because it's my birthday.
Oh,
happy birthday!
We will wish you a happy birthday.
The gentleman who referred to us and again, this was Andrew Wilson's, but I'm saying it on the air, so it's mine. I'm claiming it.
Yeah.
Emo Pixies.
Emo Pixies.
Happy birthday, Emo Pixies.
That's right.
Yeah. I'd like to point out Evan has a solo show.
This is the one I think I want to mention. I don't play solo really at all because I like playing with them. But a friend of mine, Indigo Chrysalis is their artist's name, great Boston artist, asked me to play at Club Passim on August 5th. This is upcoming Monday. So I'm just kind of a little like 25-minute solo set of some of the stuff you hear and a couple more. But really fun, Bill. Chrysalis, the artist I mentioned, and then their friend Joby are wrapping up a little tour they're doing, coming back to Boston and playing Club Passim, a super, super awesome classic
Love
spot.
Club
so that's next Monday. Music's at 7. 4 bands on the bill. Going to be a lot of fun. A little solo set.
I will be throwing down.
So when you say your last show, it's only the only show you know of. You guys are moving forward. You're going to be doing lots more shows.
Well, we are moving forward, but we're all moving to different places.
Get out.
Yeah.
So you really are just going to be doing like a handful of shows and that's it?
A handful of shows, but
I can't believe I'm wasting my time talking to you.
Oh, wait.
It's not, it's not
over
yet. Beginning,
it's not over yet. We're
just
all
joking,
moving.
By the way.
We're all moving. Yeah, but in the next,
I'm being ironical.
In the next year or two, you'll be seeing us out on the road, possibly coming to a city near you. We'll be coming back to Boston, obviously, because we love Boston. But yeah, keep your eyes peeled for
just
2025
today.
And 2026, because we're going to be on tour.
And we're recording an album.
And we're actually re-recording a record like this week.
Where?
In my basement.
Thunderdome.
In my basement.
Thunderdome.
Where we do everything. So we're making an album. It was, we played 4 songs today that you'll hear on the record. And then there was like another
3
more that you will hear on the record, but you didn't hear today. And we're just kind of, just finished up the drums today. So we're literally recording it right now.
4 musicians walk in, 1 album walks out.
Exactly. A couple sessions and we'll be hopefully done with this record before we fly out to California.
We've been doing these, like, this summer we did a few, like, I would consider it a tour, but it was basically 2 weekends back to back where we did 3 shows.
There are bands that consider tours much smaller than that.
Yeah.
But we're
on tour.
We're playing New York and Connecticut.
Yeah. It was like we had like a weekend in May that we did to like kind of warm up, and then we had 2 weekends back to back, and that was kind of like the first time we'd been on like the road, so to speak, where it was like we were going to places where we knew nobody, and it went really well. And so the plan for the next year is everybody's living in different locations, but we're gonna get together a few times next year for like a week and a half and hit the road. And then I think in the foreseeable future we'll probably all be within like commuting distance of each other at some point. So that's the dream.
It's nice to believe.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I was just teasing.
Of course.
Yeah. But on the aforementioned little tours we did, one of them with
Makeout Palace.
Who we see all around your studio.
You're taking pictures of that.
Yeah. If you listen to this, you probably know Makeout Palace already, because it seems they've been here quite a bit, and they're an amazing Boston band and very good friends of ours.
Amazing Boston band.
They met at Berkeley like 6 years ago. Don't tell anyone. We don't want you to know that. They're all jazz school nerds.
The tour we were on with them was their 5-year anniversary, funnily enough. Yeah.
It actually was.
It was a crazy coincidence.
They're lovely. Great album.
Yeah. 2 phenomenal great people. Awesome musicians.
Very, very cool. I'm excited. You know, really, I super enjoyed listening to you. And, you know, it just, before I come on in, Joel sends me a text. Oh, yeah, the band tonight's going to be Muzak. It's like, oh, okay. I'm thinking synths and, you know, something like that. And I come in and he's like, by the way, they don't sound anything. And he was right.
Mm-hmm. We've had that a few surprise. Times.
No, it's great. It's a great name. It fits perfectly with who you guys are. And I mean, boy, oh boy, you know, you can tell by all the white and gray in my beard. I've been around the block. The world is your oyster. Everything you just said is like perfectly in line and in tune with like all kinds of wonderful things happening. There's nothing that all the options are there. The talent's clearly there. So I'm just wishing you all the best. It'll happen. It'll shift. You know, you'll go away. You come back. You know, you'll become a star. They'll hate you.
Simon Deary is going to be a famous comedian.
You'll lose your career.
Years.
You'll come back to us.
Look out for Simon Deary running for president in 2054.
After Muzak does our 3rd electronic record, we're gonna Simon Deary is going to run for president.
Our 5th last tour.
It's not an election year, man.
You already know it's not an election year. That's like 30 years out.
Whatever.
Brain
it's
power
not visible
over
by
here.
4. What do you?
Okay.
What do you mean? Gotta love it.
54 seems like an even number.
Right away, you know.
It doesn't though.
Well, that was great. I really appreciate you guys coming in. This is a lot of fun. Yeah, August 17th, Thunderdome. I love that.
Check us out on Instagram.
Message for address.
Yeah, you'll have to message for address. August 5th at Club Passim. August 10th in Los Angeles for those who are around.
That's right.
August 17th. Oh, and we have a special announcement from our friends and Foxy Grandpa.
We've been shouting this out on the show, but so Dom and I's band Foxy Grandpa. We have our second album coming out this Friday. Foxy Grandpa.
Foxy
Grandpa. And we're doing a big show
with
Makeout Palace. It's with Makeout Palace. Our friend Charlie LaMonico, currently TikTok famous emo rocker, and shout out Charlie. And then our friend Grace Carlin is opening. But the special thing about this show is, and we have not told anybody yet, so I guess we'll review it here, but we're going to film it, and we're going to make it in like to a little concert film.
Yes!
And we're going to record the whole thing. Yeah, we're recording the whole thing.
Oh my god, I didn't know that. That's awesome!
We're micing everything up, we're going to record it. We're going to play most, because we can't fit the whole album within our allotted set time, but we're going to play most of our new record live there, so it's going to be great.
Album comes out in 24 hours.
Oh my god!
In like exactly 24 hours.
Yeah!
Oh my god!
Yeah, guys.
So stream Foxy Grandpa.
Check out Thunderdome. Most importantly, if you have one takeaway, check out Thunderdome MA on Instagram, because we do some fun shows. We got a lot of fun shows coming up in my basement.
Well, you're fun.
Month. Yeah.
By
fun.
Definition, if you're playing a show, it's fun.
That's true. Look up Thunderstruck on Spotify. Thunderstruck.
Thunderstruck. You haven't heard this song yet.
Thunderstruck AC/DC should get you there.
There are good friends of ours.
They've been around the block a few times.
A couple times.
Just on tour with those guys.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. Okay. Really, way too much
they
fun.
Got big things coming.
Thank you for the live performance coming in. And this is perfect.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, what we got here? 11:48. I think I got time to play a couple more songs.
Awesome.
Thank you. I'm going to turn your mics off and play some more music.
Thank you.
Rock and roll. Spread love.
Spread love.
Have a good Muzak night.
Muzak, there you go.
Now
Thank you. To the name of this town in a desktop globe. Exit wound in a foreign nation, showing the home of the one this was written for. My apartment.